USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Teenagers' brains are aging faster due to pandemic-related stress. A study published in Biological Psychiatry, Global Open Science, shows teens experienced higher levels of depression, anxiety, and fearfulness than before the COVID pandemic. Researchers found signs of premature aging in MRI scans. Gunfire damaged two power substations in North Carolina late Saturday night, leaving tens of thousands without electricity. Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Fields says they're still exploring all motives, including domestic terrorism.
No motivation. No group has stepped up to acknowledge or accept it. They're the ones that done it. So, yeah, I call them cowards.
After years of criticism, Apple is making plans to move its major factory production out of China.
Apple is making plans to move some of its production outside of China. It is looking at assembling its products in India and Vietnam. Apple suppliers have been told to plan more activity for production in other parts of Asia. There have been violent protests at the Foxconn factory in China where iPhones and other Apple products are made. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tampa's top cop is off the job. Police Chief Mary O'Connor submitted her letter of resignation after body camera footage showed her flashing her badge and asking to be let go from a traffic stop in the Tampa Bay area. Tampa Mayor Jane Castro accepted O'Connor's resignation. Castro called it unacceptable for any public employee, especially the city's top law enforcement leader, to ask for special treatment because of their position. The Bidens are preparing to host the congressional ball at the White House on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
A high-profile trial against a disgraced movie producer continues.
Jury deliberations in the sexual assault trial of Harvey Weinstein continue in Los Angeles on Monday. The disgraced movie mogul faces 2 counts of rape and 5 of sexual assault involving 4 women, including the wife of California Governor Gavin Newsom. The panel got the case Friday after prosecutors made a final push for conviction. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Kyrie Irving is no longer a Nike athlete. Multiple reports say the two sides have parted ways after the company suspended its relationship with Irving a month ago when he posted a link to a film with anti-Semitic messages. The Brooklyn Nets star was also suspended by the team and was only able to return after he completed a series of steps that included anti-Semitic training. A country music legend is opening up about his bout with cancer.
Toby Keith confesses his battle with stomach cancer is pretty debilitating in his first interview since revealing his diagnosis earlier this year. I'm thinking about getting back into fighting shape. The should-have-been-a-cowboy singer, 61, says in a sneak peek of this weekend's CMT Hot 20 Countdown, I need a little bit of time to just rest up and heal up. Last fall, I was diagnosed with stomach cancer, and I've spent the last 6 months receiving chemo, radiation, and surgery. So far, so good.
Tony Maruso reporting. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.